Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACOTA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. It is 6:30 p.m., July 18th, 2015, Saturday evening on the East Coast of the United States. Welcome everyone to the show this evening, and I want to give an especially warm welcome to Sri Kadavji. Sri Kadavji is the Mahaji, the 973rd Living Sarosha Master, and he's with us for every show to tell us more about this very, very ancient teaching and why people are coming into the teaching and what it will bring to them if they are interested in further spiritual unfoldment in their life. So with that, Sri Kadavji, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much. And a lot of people are looking at there's so many different teachings and things that are not spiritual, but people think they're spiritual, and people are going in a zillion different directions, not really knowing where to focus. Why is it you think that is happening right now?
Well, that's a good question. I think the easy way to answer it is to really simplify things. Because if you go back to a childlike state of in the wonderment of who am I type thing, and realize that we're really seeking our essence as soul. And that's really the answer, because that's what we were doing as children. We were really concerned with the I am thing. Even though maybe they couldn't really ask the question per se, it still was a situation that was on our mind in our youth. So to simplify the whole thing, what is the essence of man? Who's answering that question? Teachings out there are answering that question. So be it. That's great. But if they're not, then they're missing the whole point of the matter. So what we do in ACOTA, we simplify it completely in terms of what we talk about as a sound and light path. The sound current is very important. There are the teachings like Radha Swami and Ekankar that are sound and light paths, but Ekankar calls himself a religion now. And Radha Swami doesn't put much attention on the sound current. And some of them don't even do meditation. Now, some of them do extensive meditation. But we're not here to really compare ourselves other than the fact that we put a lot of attention on what is known as the sound current, which is the essence of the soul, the essence of man, and it's heard as a high electrical pitch within us or ringing in the ear, and it's not the tinnitus disease business. It is a matter of hearing this sound current within one, and then when you have that experience, we call it the experiential path, then once you hear the sound current, then you know yourself as soul. So that's the first step. So if all these other teachings are dancing around this and not really talking about, they're talking about problems and money and all this business. But then if we're not really identifying with the first goal of we call self-realization as the realization of one as spirit, as soul, and that's the first step. See, if we're not talking about that, that's the mess of other teachings. And then we go on to have two higher goals, and which is God realization, and then the Sarosha Mastery in the 10th plane. So we have three goals, self-realization, God-realization, Sarosha Mastery. That's as basic as you can get. Paths don't have this information any longer. Only ACOTA teaches those three major goals, plus the identification as the sound current, which is what we put foremost in our teaching. We emphasize it, we talk about it, and invariably when we do discuss it, especially with the members, they immediately go, oh, I haven't listened to my sound current in a few hours or a few days or what have you. So there, it is somewhat of a discipline to listen to the sound current. Now, what we teach is a daily practice called contemplation. It's a 30-minute exercise. It's real simple. It's something to look forward to every day. I know I do. I know you do, Leslie. It's something very special in our lives that it's just like breathing. It's a part of our life. So you do this daily 30-minute exercise called a spiritual exercise or a contemplation. And when you do this, I often say facetiously, you're plugging into the universe, firstly. It's kind of like getting people have the cell phones and they plug them in to recharge them. Well, in one sense, the word, we're recharging ourselves daily with spirit in our lives. At the same time, we're not only doing that, but we're, for that 30 minutes, we'd like to be able to travel in Sahaji, which is the art of just closing one's eyes. When, if everybody closes their eyes even now, if you close them and open them up, you can feel a little bit of a shift because the physical plane is an illusion. So we're really looking at it a little bit differently than we did just an instant before. But a lot of people don't understand that. See, our path, or the Akasha path, talks about this ancient wisdom, divine esoteric wisdom that comes from what we call God in Akasha, is the Akshar, A-K-S-H-A-R. And it's pronounced Akshar, Akshar. And this is another one of the higher Sanskrit words that we use because it has a high vibration. And that's the reason for that. They have little negative connotation in the term itself. The term itself has an ecstatic feeling and it will raise one's vibration. And the whole idea is one feels this ecstasy of energy called the Sarosha. That's why we do the huge chant. Maybe, Leslie, you can take us through a huge chant. That would be a lot of fun. I would really appreciate that.
Sure, and I would love to do that. Doing the hue, when a person does the hue, it looks very much like they're meditating, so they're sitting comfortably without either feet flat on the floor, or their feet can be cross-legged, as in Taylor fashion, and make sure that you're in a comfortable position sitting up straight, and your hands can be folded in your lap. You want to be in a quiet place, so try to be out of the way of traffic noise, or you don't want a television on or radio on or anything like that. You want to be in as quiet a place as possible. Now, if it's hard to get away from in your home, then use your plugs, do the best you can to get it as quiet as you can make it. And we're going to take a few deep breaths, just relaxing breaths. Nothing forced here. And we have our eyes closed and our attention's on what's called the third eye or the Tisra Til, which is a very high chakra. And we're putting our attention there because when we put our attention, on a higher chakra, that's going to put us in a higher plane by doing that. So I know there's a lot of studies on in many teachings talking about all the chakras, but in Akita, we really focus on either the Tisra Til or the crown chakra for our complete spiritual unfoldment. So we're putting our attention there gently, and what we're doing is chanting the word hue in the beginning. We can do that overtly, or we can do that within ourselves, whatever you're comfortable with. And hue is spelled H-U. It's the word that can be heard on that comes from the 10th plane and actually is another name for God, which is a reason that the vibrations are so high with the word hue. It's so powerful that it really will negate, I don't want to use the word negate, but it will dispel any kind of negativity in the area. And it's wonderful to use both during your contemplation and even if you're having an out-of-body experience or dream experience where you're challenged by somebody that you're not sure if they're a real master or if they're someone that's of a devious nature, you can use the word hue, and they will stay if they're positive. If not, they will take off, believe me. So it's really amazing. So we want to use the word hue, and it just sounds like this. Hue. 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 you can chant that as long as you're comfortable with it. It can be a few moments, it can be longer, whatever feels right for you, whatever feels in balance for you. Because doing a spiritual exercise, as I said before, is not a forced matter. It is something that we want to open ourselves up as a channel to Sri Osha, which is in a higher Sanskrit word for spirit. And that way, Sri Osha is using us as a vessel, and it's helping us move forward in our spiritual unfoldment and be a greater channel for spirit. And it's really a tremendous feeling, because we're feeling very balanced, and we want to do this contemplation for 30 minutes every day. You can do more if you like, but to make sure that you're covered for a 24-hour period to keep you more protected and keep you more balanced, you really need to do 30 minutes. It's just a scientific measurement, actually, and 30 minutes covers that 24-hour period. So whatever time of day that you do it, try to be as regular as you can when you're doing your spiritual contemplation, because you don't want to go too far afield of that timing. Now, you might have different experiences. So you might see a light, which could be a white light or a blue light. Blue light is the inner light of the Mahaji, and that's very good. That means he's standing by you, and you can use him as a guide. He's never there to He's never there to be in your way or force you to do anything. He's there as a guide, and you can call on him as you like. So that's one experience that you can have. You can have a very, very vivid out-of-body experience where you're sitting. For example, you could be sitting in a satsang class on one of the higher planes with one of the spiritual masters. You could be traveling on any of the planes. There are many experiences that you can have. And just to mention to you, as soon as you close your eyes, you really are traveling out of the body. So some people are saying, I want to have an out-of-body experience. I want to have an out-of-body experience. Well, you're having them all the time when your eyes are closed. It's just paying attention to them is really what it's about. And Sri Kataji, would you like to add something? Because I took a lot of your time, so I apologize if I took too much.
You're fine. You do very well, and I appreciate the explanation. At the same time, the idea of what you're saying, that people are having experiences all the time, they also have the God realization experience, but the problem is they don't see it or notice it. It goes by them swiftly. So that's the whole idea, that stepping on the path, one needs to be a ready soul, and that is something with the individual, and that we can't really say, because it's such a unique experience for them. So that ready soul will step onto the path. Presently in the area, we have 7.5 billion people, and so 1% of that would be 75 million ready souls. So it's a big responsibility, and people would say, well, you're very ambitious, and I am not at all, because we only have a few thousand right now in the past, but we've been growing in the past several years, and we really are happy with that. And having said that, we don't charge anything for membership or books or seminars. It's all free. We take no money from anybody. So we have a lot of books online that we give away for free. We really appreciate doing that, and it makes the teaching presentation very pure that way. And in other words, we're not out here to gouge anybody for money. I don't really condemn anybody getting the profit in the money worlds, but we're just not doing that in Akita. And I think it's greatly appreciated, because nowadays some people have financial issues. And so we don't get into that, and we're not concerned about it. So that whole thought pattern about how much is it and all that is completely done away with. There's no thoughts of that. So that of itself creates a more ecstatic, uplifting, positive, pure positive experience with the students. And see, there's no undertow of the fact that they're involved with a money cult or anything of that nature. So we're really happy about that. Having said all that, the whole idea is that we have these lower regions we talked about earlier, the physical, astral, causal, mental plane, and on top of the mental plane is called the etheric plane. We have these four lower planes. They need to be negotiated through. They're also the areas of karma and reincarnation that we work through and resolve on the path of Akita. Akita resolves the individual's karma once they step onto the path. And then once they step onto the path, now they're practicing dharma and working out karma. See, they do not create any more karma any longer. And they say, well, how do you do that? Well, firstly, you have to have the knowledge. And then the practice is going to the daily contemplations. And in the dream state, all the primal karma from many millions of lifetimes that worked out in the first few years on the path. And it's done in the proximity of the living spiritual master that works out all the negative imagery or the resolution of karma that needs to be done that has been fixed as engrams within the individual. In other words, when individuals have karma, they have it completed or come to closure with the images in their lives from many, many lifetimes. And that's the nature of resolution of karma. We have the knowledge, plus we also give the experience, which no other path talks about, nor other path talks about what dharma is. I always tell people and challenge them, go and show me the information. I've studied everything. I've read everything. And they're always missing real key elements in terms of what we don't miss. But at the same time, the irony is we always say that only 1% can get it. The other 99% poo-poo it or they condemn what we do. And that's okay. They can't get the wisdom that we're offering to that 1% that actually hear it, enjoy it, and it's not a riddle to them, the essence of what we call the Akshar in Akita. So we avail ourselves of a very powerful wisdom that is given out by the living Sirosha Master of the time, which I presently represent, the past 26 odd years. And that's the nature of the titular level, but it's temporary. But there have been, as you said, 973 in the past about, well, since 3100 BC, so it's been over 2,000 years since that, you know, it's been a long time, let's put it that way. Actually, 5,000 years, isn't that right? Yeah. 3100 BC would make it 5,000 years when we started the Iron Age, okay? So it's been quite a while since the Iron Age started, and that's when the lineage started, the Living Sirosha Masters, because we were able to chronologically measure it, and then also the master could avail himself of making a book at any time, and a short book, like 300 pages long, and maybe do a paragraph. But I haven't done that yet, so and don't hold your breath. Anyway, so the whole point to that is that this Iron Age that we're in is the most negative cycle of the lower worlds. But that's all right, because we're not really about that, albeit there is a fact that we can move into a golden age as a ancillary or secondary factor, but our primary presentation to the world is to give liberation to that ready soul. And that's the most important point. That would be like Star Trek's prime directive, right? A couple of jokes in there. Anyway, so the prime objective that we do is to allow that ready soul, help the ready soul to get to the path, and then they gain liberation. Everybody that steps on the path doesn't always necessarily make it. Would that make them ready? I don't know. That's up to them to state that. It's really none of my business, see. What we do is we present the path. If people get it, they step onto the path, and then they gain liberation or they don't, and sometimes they step off, and I show them the door. I mean, it's just coming and going like a revolving door sometimes. People that are dedicated to contemplation, we often find, can make it to the liberation points. So it's a very individual path. And having said that, we respect the uniqueness of individuals, which I find that that's not done very often in our world today, and that's the responsibility of the ancient science of Sahaji, to respect that individuality in the person, each person. And did you want to make any comments at that point? What's our time limit look like right now?
We're a little over 9 minutes left. So we still have quite
okay.
a bit of time.
Well, I'm already out of gas.
That's unusual. I did want
that's
to mention
true.
That if people want more information, I know we've had been working on our website. We've had the website for a long time, but I think some work has been done on it recently. Do you know if that's up and running right now?
Yes. I think that we have to give out the website, not the website, but the email address at ancientscienceofsahaji@gmail.com.
Right.
And then
you can't get into the website currently. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The website has issues in the past, but sometimes you can get on, sometimes you can't. Don't be concerned about it, because if you do the email, then our general manager will take care of that. So that's the housekeeping part. So again, if you email akita.ancientscienceofsahaji@gmail.com, then that will get through to our general manager. And then sometimes akita.com and akita.org will get us to the website. Sometimes not, sometimes it will. So that's
right. And also, for those who want more information, there are introductory books. There are books more advanced than that that you can ask to receive, and the general manager will send those to you. For those of you who have been listening for a long time and have not ventured into taking a step on the path, if you think you're ready or want to do that, you can certainly write and ask for an application, which, as Srikadakji mentioned before, is free. Everything we do is free, but you just need to fill out the application for recording purposes, so that we can keep track of your progress and make sure that you get initiations as necessary.
Right, and also, the stepping on the path means that your karma is now being resolved. So it's very important to step onto the path if one wants to do that, in terms of the resolution of karma, and then not having to have to come back in reincarnation. Because everybody that's not on the path must come back in reincarnation because their karma isn't resolved. So it's a big issue. It's a huge issue. And if you have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, you may be a ready soul and step onto the path. Because if you don't, then you're creating karma for another lifetime, a future lifetime. And it's very important to have this attention level and to step onto the path. I mention that to people that do step onto the path, and they're very happy about the fact of getting into the karma resolution. And therefore, they'll get closure in their karma, and it'll be completely done away with, and now they'll lead a life of dharma. And dharma is in the lower worlds, but resolving the cause and effect issues of imagery, such pictures. We dwell on pictures. Even some of the aggression therapies and New Age teachings, and we're not a religion, not a New Age teaching, a philosophy, a metaphysical teaching, cult, occult, no money cults, because we're not into money and all that stuff. So we're none of those things. We're four definitions. We say a way, a path, a teaching, or a science. Those are the four definitions, if necessary, of the path of Akita. The idea of the word itself, Akita, in English, means equilibrium. So, I always say, well, they say, what does Akita mean? What means Akita, really? I mean, when you get right down to it. Because equilibrium really means Akita in higher Sanskrit. So the higher Sanskrit words are the language of the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament when it goes, speaking in tongues is what they do emotionally in some of the religions. They get all emotional about it, but you don't have to do that because little children have the language when they're born. It's very important because we really ruin our children by teaching them logic. But right now, people aren't really ready for the higher Sanskrit. That would come in a high golden age apex to where people would actually be using that language, but we're nowhere near that presently. Albeit, you can have the knowledge, you can practice it if you want, but then, you know, the little rubber room is not too far away, perhaps. You know. Oh, another little joke tonight. I told 3 jokes tonight.
Yes, you're waxing quite comedic tonight, which is good. A little humor is excellent,
yeah,
as you always mentioned.
Way, actually.
Advocates usually have very good senses of humor. We, even though we're very serious about the spiritual path, that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the humor about life. The humor that exists makes things a lot easier.
Yes, I think so, because we do believe and practice and know and experience that soul is really a happy entity. And having said that, I mean, the lower worlds are sometimes not very happy times for people. So I always say, well, you have to find the default mechanism to the happy self and get there. Even though it's not a matter of what we call a positive thinking necessarily, it really has nothing to do with that, because it's not a thinking process. It goes beyond thinking. It goes more into the realm of soul, as we're talking about, and the light and sound power. We're really dealing with the power of spirit, and that power mixed with love is called subhakti. So it has nothing to do with really English words, but the better word would be power or subhakti, because it is powerful, you know, and that's why you see a lot of people dwelling in power or the coldness, especially in the West, because they, I always kiddingly say, they take ignore 101, you know, in terms of the ignoring people and stuff, because they're in a powerful position. See, so they dwell in power. They're not dwelling in love. I don't see too much love around you, Leslie. I hardly ever see people going, oh, all ecstatic and stuff. Sometimes, but very rarely, especially if people don't know each other. So they do subsist and dwell in power, and therefore we talk about power, and then we teach about power, and then we show it as a neutral force called the Srausha. S-R-A-O-S-H-A. I think we said that a little bit, but that's the derivation of the word spirit. If you look at the stylized symbol of Srausha, you'll see it looks like the top of a spinning top. So it looks like a top of a spiral. So there's where the word spirit means spiral, and spiral means Srausha. Are we getting down towards the end? What are we doing here?
Well, it's true. We have about a minute and a half left,
uh-huh.
So I'll take this opportunity to say that you're welcome to listen to any of the shows in the archives. There are hundreds of them, and even though we touch some of the basic fundamentals every show, it's not always approached in the same manner, and there's usually some other wisdom. There's actually always some other wisdom that's added by Sri Kadasji. So it's very good to take some time, if you can, listen to those shows. It'll be an interesting experience. So I thank everyone for being with us this evening, and hope to see you again or have you on the show or listening to us again, I guess would be the best way to put it, next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. as well. Sri Kadasji. And I want to give you a great thanks, because without you, this show would really not be possible. It would not at all be the same show. So thank you very, very much for being with us every time and giving the wisdom and enlightenment that you do each Saturday evening. And Sri Kadasji, I'll give you about 20 seconds, if you don't mind. If you would like to say your dues, we would appreciate it.
I am always with you. May the blessings be. Baraka Bashad.